Good morning. It's Thursday, August the 9th. It's 10:58 a.m. And it's in some days, it's the last day of freedom for Maria and I. It's not true, obviously. But yesterday, the email, the dreaded email arrived. We are back at school on Monday. I know this might come as, okay, so we're back at school. The key thing with the way the school works is, they never actually tell us when we're going to go back to work. It sort of comes as a surprise. So yesterday the email arrived. We are back at school on Monday. The good news is that the kids, the school kids, aren't back at our school for another 2 weeks. We go back on the 13th and the kids only come back on the 27th, which means we've got 2 weeks sat in school, going through all the administration stuff and preparing for the kids to come. This is going to be a good thing because at the moment Maria's a bit nervous about having to actually start a year because she's never started a year. And going in cold, if the kids were back on the Monday, would be a bit harsh. But the 2 weeks, it helps to get your mind set and we'll organise everything and done. However, obviously, we have the kids on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and so we're back at school Monday, so today's Thursday, and that means it is the sort of last day of the holidays on our own. And that's about it. I tweeted a picture this morning. I got up, and or we got up this morning. And I look back at the bed, and last night was a very hot night. One of those nights where when you're in bed, you don't actually want to touch just because everybody's hot and sweaty and it's not as sexy as it sounds. It's horrible. And but actually last night, Maria woke up at about 3 o'clock, not feeling very well. And in fact, this morning when I got up, when I woke up, I got out of bed and left her to sleep. And it's only now that I've gone back into the bedroom to see that my pillows are on the top of the bed and her pillows have made a perfect line down the middle of the bed, sort of separating us, which explains the photo to go with this boo. And that's about it. As I say, it's our last full day, so we are going to spend it running around the flat naked with our underpants on our heads or whatever we decide to do. At the moment, I don't know if you can hear the music in the background, that isn't the neighbours, that's Maria, who is better and is playing music very loudly, and that's it, I'm done. I played just for Pawari and Neil, if they're listening, I played Kingdom Rush last night using Neil's method of just using the Big Bertha. And I just set up just using the Big Bertha. And then I put the guards, the soldiers down at the bottom. And I built up and destroyed everything. And it was only when I was on about wave 16 out of 19 or whatever, how many waves there are there, that I suddenly realised I never used the heroes. So I still haven't played using heroes yet. So I suppose I'm looking forward to that. I probably won't get around to playing it till the weekend when I'll share the new excitement with Nikos, which now makes me think I should do it today so that I look a lot cleverer than him. Does anybody remember on the old NES, the old Nintendo system, the very first Mario game, on the second level, when you're in the dungeon and you had to jump from a pile of bricks to a pile of bricks to a thin pile of bricks to a thin pile of bricks? Yeah, that was the level that neither of my two kids could do. And whenever they got to that bit, they'd always go, "Dad, can you do this bit?" And I, being my dad, would, you know, take the controls and just do that bit for them. That was the last time I was any good at computer games. So I'm quite enjoying Kingdom Rush because Nikos comes to me. You know, he does all the Wii games and everything. But here with Kingdom Rush, I'm the boss. So I should probably get playing that and work out how to use the heroes. Anyway, I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.